Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Ah, David.
What's happened?
Hi, kids.
Uncle David, what's the matter?
Nothing, nothing. Everything's fine.
Are you sure?
You look very serious.
Do I? No, no, no. Your mum's fine. In fact, she's so well, she's given me orders to go to the hospital shop.
Oh, well, there you go. That's the mummy we know and love.
Can we go and see her straight away?
Well, we'll go in two at a time, like yesterday, OK? So as not to tire her out.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the coffee's rubbish from that drinks machine, isn't it, Dave?
Awful.
Yeah, you can't tell if it's coffee or chicken soup.
Right, so since I'm off to the shop for a new toothbrush, why don't you come with me, Freddie, and help me carry some drinks back?
Yeah, or you'd be doing me a favour, mate. A coffee will go down a treat.
OK.
Well done. Go on, then.
Now, just give your hands a rub with some of this antiseptic stuff again, Lily.
OK. Yeah. Will she be in the same bed? Yes, there she is, Mummy!
Hello, darling.
Hiya.
Hi, Kenton.
Mummy!
Mwah, sweetie.
Hey, careful you don't unplug her.
Have I?
No, it's fine. And anyway, the leads are only stuck on. If they come off, I can stick them back on. Or the nurse will. Yes, it does.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, a lot better, thanks.
Yeah, well, you look a bit more rested.
Did the other patients keep you awake? Do they snore?
No.
Well, this isn't too bad, you know, only four beds. I mean, some wards are much bigger.
And how are you, darling?
I'm just going to have a look at that pile of magazines, see if there's any you might like.
Thank you. So, what have you been up to?
I had an awful nightmare last night, Mummy.
Did you, pop it?
I was crying in my sleep.
Oh, dear.
Grandma came in and then she brought me a drink and sat down with me for a while.
Did she?
But it wasn't the same as you being at home.
Well, I will be soon.
Will you?
I'm feeling much better. If it were up to me, I'd be coming straight back home with you all today.
Why don't you?
I can't. I have to do what the consultant tells me and have some tests.
Why? What tests?
No. It's a good thing, because it means the doctors are really taking care of me. They're looking for the best way to make me well.
I suppose so.
I'll be completely better when I do come home again.
Right. We've had our starter. Where have you hidden the proper tackle?
Oh, very funny. I told you, Eddie, that was your dinner.
Bit of bread and cheese.
Well, you had some salad with that.
Rabbit food, that is. Well, there must be some afters, Karina.
Oh, you can have an apple, Joe.
What, a raw apple? Not even apple pie?
Oh, it wouldn't be a frugal lunch if I started making puddings now, would it? It's all in a good cause. Weren't that long ago when we'd have been grateful ourselves for a parcel from the food bank?
Yeah, I know.
Some people wait weeks for their benefits to come through, you know.
What's wrong with us just donating the money, though?
That ain't the meaning of Lent, is it? Anyway, I've seen your jacket buttons straining across your belly. Hey? Well, do you no harm to eat a bit less? It's only once a week.
But I'm a working man. I need my 3 square meals.
Yeah, and I'm an old man. It needs to keep me strength up.
You too. I'm the one who needs strength.
Yeah, well, don't say I didn't warn you when I faints over me veg patch.
It weren't even a proper ploughman's. No pickle, no chutney, no cider.
One Frieda Fry doesn't even as a bit of her homemade pork pie.
Oh, pork pie. We could always nip down the ball now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, no, you don't. If you touch so much as a pork scratching before your tea, it'll be bread and water next week.
Oh, flipping heck.
Anyway, you should think yourselves lucky.
How'd you make that out?
Because by rights, you should be given to the Lent appeal for your bread and cheese.
He wants us to pay for it?
Well, of course I do. I'll put some money in for you both this week, but you're paying in yourselves next Sunday.
Thanks for the toothbrush, Freddie.
I chose this one because it's got batteries.
Oh, has it?
It might be easier for you to use.
That's very thoughtful, thank you.
Elizabeth, I'm going to go in a minute and make way for Kenton again, if that's okay with you.
Yes, of course. Thanks for coming in.
Kenton's working tonight, you see, but Ruth wanted to visit later, so I'll come back with her.
Oh, it's a bit of a trek.
Oh, it's no problem.
If you're sure.
No. Is there anything that you want us to bring?
You know, I wouldn't mind some fresh juice or cordial.
Yeah, OK. Anything else?
If I think of anything, I'll jot it down.
All right. See you later, then. Bye, Freddie. Don't tire your mum out.
I won't.
You come and sit over here. Tell me what you've been up to.
OK.
Do you want to have a hug?
No.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Is it you're too big to give me a hug in front of strangers?
I don't care about that.
What is it then?
Just, you look weird, Mummy.
Guess I'm hooked up to the machine.
You look very white.
Come here, Freddy. Darling, I know it's horrible for you to see me in hospital.
Yes, it is.
But I don't want you to worry.
Everyone's worried.
I'm in the best place I could be. I've always had a poorly heart, you know.
Yes.
But in here I've got the best doctors in the country and they're going to make me well again.
Are they?
They told me so. And they know what they're talking about, don't they?
I suppose so.
Yeah. So, no more worrying, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Good boy.
All right, Dad.
Not bad. Thought I'd get another couple of rows in while I still got the light. How'd you get on at Grange Spinney?
Oh, they said they'd let me know. I ain't hopeful.
Who's that then?
His wife was keen, but he reckoned he's had another quote for half of what I'm asking.
But he didn't say you quoted him.
No. Oh, it's all tactics to try and beat me down.
Yeah, thought so.
I've shaved me cross to the bone already. They don't seem to realise we need to eat and all. Talking of which, I'm that hungry, even them seed potatoes look tempting.
Yeah, well, if we get this row in, then we'll have a cup of tea and a biscuit, eh?
We can't go on like this, though. Not every Sunday, not till Easter.
Well, you ain't got no choice.
Well, I've been giving it some thought driving back from Peniasic.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. I ain't got the energy.
Well, I reckon Alan's gone a step too far this time with this frugal lunch idea.
Oh, I got to agree there, but if Clary's set on carrying it out,
then me and you find somewhere else to have our Sunday lunch.
Well, it ain't no good going to the Bull. She'd soon find out. And we'd be out of pocket.
No, I mean we eat at somebody else's house.
Oh, now you're talking. Who's?
Well, Neil and Susan are no good. They're on the bread and cheese.
Yeah, we can't ask Mike. Vicky Tucker's a lovely woman, but she's a right old blabbermouth.
No. The answer's staring us in the face.
Eh? Where?
Over the road.
The Snells?
Inda Snell's a brilliant cook. Robert loves his grub, and they're right on our doorstep. Sorted.
Well, what do they ask why Clary ain't cooking?
Well, just tell them she's at to work.
Yeah, we can tell Clary we're doing a car boot, eh?
Good thinking. Oh, a proper Sunday roast again next week, eh, Dad?
Oh, my mouth's watering already.
All we have to do is get an invite.
Oh, you just leave that one to me.
Oh, hiya, Clary. I didn't know you were here.
I just called in on your mum with a card for Elizabeth.
Oh, that was kind of you.
We were all proper shocked to hear she'd been took into hospital.
Yeah, well, it was very frightening.
I bet it were. Alan said a prayer for her and the children this morning.
Oh, did he? Oh, that was nice. Well, Mum will tell her that everyone's thinking of her.
Oh, we are. We're all hoping she gets well soon. Everyone at church sends their love and best wishes.
Oh, thank you.
We all know that it goes back to losing poor Nigel so sudden. Of course it does.
Yeah.
No wonder. But Freddie must be a comfort to her and Lily, of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they both are.
It's a comfort to everyone else, too. Been partridges at Lower Loxley as long as they've been Grundys in Hanbridge. Just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Clary.
Well, I better get off. Got a lot to get ready for Eddie's birthday picnic on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lillian said you're all off to the races.
That's right.
Oh, God, Eddie's 60. And he doesn't look a day over 59.
And tomorrow me and Nick are making him a whiskey fruit cake.
Oh, you'll save a bit for me, will you?
If I can.
Uncle Kenton?
That's me.
Where have you got your coat on?
Well, I'm going to Jack's.
I thought you were going to play with me.
Oh, sorry, Freddie. I've got to go to work.
Can't you get someone else to do your shift?
No, Lily, I can't, I'm afraid.
How was your mum this afternoon? Your grandma told me you'd been to see her.
She's not very well.
But they'll make her better, won't they?
Yes.
And it's good that she don't need to worry about you too.
Is it?
Oh, of course it is. Because she knows how grown up you're being and how helpful to your grandma and Uncle Kenton, don't she?
I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And you get better a lot faster if you're not worrying.
Is that true, Uncle Kenton?
Oh, certainly is.
Shall I play a game with you, Freddy?
If you like.
Excellent idea. Off you go, then.
I'm better at football on the computer than in real life.
Oh, thanks, Clary.
And when we've gone, you can phone the kids.
Yeah, I'll ring them at bedtime.
And please do ring us any time you need to. I mean it, Elizabeth, day or night, OK?
I'm sure I won't need to.
You gave us a terrible fright, you know.
I know, but I'm fine now.
When will you be coming home, have they said?
I've got to have some tests first.
Right.
The consultant wants to make sure what happened on Friday won't happen again.
Is that possible?
Perhaps. But it might mean more surgery.
What kind of surgery?
I'm not sure yet. They'll know more once they've done the tests.
Right. When are they?
Tomorrow, hopefully.
Wow, that's quick.
Mm. They don't hang around on a cardiac unit.
No. So you'll have more details by tomorrow, then?
Yeah, I should have. And Mum's coming in, so I'll discuss it with her. She's been fantastic.
Thank goodness she was there when it happened.
She was there holding my hand when I woke up in the ward. Can't tell you how that felt.
You don't need to.
And it's so good of her to move in straight away to look after the children.
Yeah. Listen, Elizabeth.
What?
I should never have stepped back so soon and so suddenly from Lower Loxley. I'm so sorry.
Oh, David, come on, look. Please, you've nothing to be sorry for. What happened isn't your fault. It's just lucky that it happened when Mum could get me straight to hospital and you were on hand to give her support.
Right.
Please don't feel bad, honestly. This is nothing to do with you, all right?
No. Right. Okay.
So where are you taking Mum for lunch, then?
Well, I'd better leave that for her to tell you later, I think. It's a surprise.
All right, Kenton Archer, mystery man.
Yeah, that's me. No, we're off to Felbersham. But more than that, well, no, sorry. My lips are sealed.
Okay. Well, I think going out for lunch is a lovely idea.
Yeah, me too. Well, not that I've got much choice. I mean, the only night I could have taken her out would have been tomorrow, but it's Ben's birthday party.
Oh, where is he having it?
We're taking them bowling. I'm helping supervise.
Oh, God, good luck with that.
No, it'll be good. I'll be able to channel my inner Tempin bowling champ.
Oh, well, you better get into training then. Never mind your four-course lunch.
Hey, what's all this about lunch?
Oh, well, he's not telling.
Whoa, Jolene, you look lovely.
Oh, do I?
And I am particularly glad that you put that coat on.
Why?
This is why.
What's this?
Well, open it, Mum, and find out.
Oh, what a gorgeous scarf. Oh, the colours are perfect.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I saw it.
Suits you too.
Oh, thank you.
Well, no, you're welcome, yeah. Mm. There you go. Not just a pretty face, am I?
Hello, darling.
Hello, Mum.
How are you this morning?
Oh, okay.
Did you have a good night's sleep?
Fits and starts, really. I'll probably have to come home to get some proper rest.
Well, you never sleep as well as you do in your own bed.
That's true. How are the children?
Well, they're both fine.
They get off to school okay?
Yes.
Really?
Well, they tried to get a day at home.
Thought they might.
Kenton and I sorted them out between us.
Great.
He gave them a lift and I told them if there was any news from you, they'd know the minute they were home.
Thanks, Mum.
Anyway, I rang to wish you luck with your tests.
Oh, I've already had the echo.
Oh, good.
And just waiting to be taken for my MRI scan. I'm not looking forward to that one.
Well, the sooner you get them over with, the sooner the doctor can decide what's to be done.
I know.
And the sooner you'll be home with us again.
Yeah. And she said we'd get the results back quite quickly.
Good. And in the meantime, you mustn't worry about a thing.
Thanks, Mum. I do appreciate it.
Now, David's giving me a lift to the hospital this afternoon. I'm bringing you a nightie. What else do you need?
Mm. Was your beef okay?
Mm, lovely.
How was your lamb?
Well, it sounded a bit odd on the menu, lamb with anchovies, but, well, it really worked.
I might suggest that one to Frieda.
Oh, Frieda? Mm. Anchovies?
Yeah. Maybe not. Oh, lunch on a riverboat was a lovely idea.
Well, you remember that walk along the canal we had a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
And you said you always wanted a holiday on a barge when you were little?
Oh, fancy you remembering that.
Doesn't all go in one ear and out the other, you know?
And you know all about boats, of course, all that time in the Merchant Navy.
Oh, yeah. I did the exact opposite of my dad. He worked on the land and I ran away to sea.
Were you always an awkward so-and-so?
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah, do you want some more wine?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I like to think that I've mellowed a bit, though, nowadays. Well, I hope so.
I remember the first time I saw a ship. Big ferry it was.
Hmm? When was that?
Oh, I don't know how old I was. It's one of my earliest memories.
Yeah, go on, tell me.
Well, we got on a week's holiday to a little fishing village where they used to sail across to Ireland. And I remember we was playing on the beach and my dad pointed out the tiniest speck on the horizon. And it grew bigger and bigger and it was a big ship. Huge, red and black with white railings and big funnels. And me and my sister waved to the people on deck. And I imagined what it would be like to sail away right across the sea on one of them ships.
And did you ever go back?
No, not there. We always had a week away somewhere, though. You know, Dad would shut the shop for a week in July and Mum got somebody to do the hens and that was just so we could have a family holiday.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was. And what about you?
Well, family holidays? Mm. Well, not many. I mean, Dad couldn't leave the farm every year.
So, by the time you were 16, you had itchy feet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I couldn't wait to get away. It's funny, isn't it?
Well, what?
Well, how you can travel the world and then find the thing that you were looking for was here, under your nose, all along.
Well, sometimes you don't know what you're looking for.
Ah, true. So, what about your wanderlust?
Oh! Well, me and Wayne went to Paris once.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a treat. And I toured with a band, of course. Oh, went to Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that's about it, really.
So, not many holidays, then?
Not with Wayne.
Uh-huh.
Went to Nashville with Sid, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Seeing them sights, meeting all the new people.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah. Getting the feel of a place.
I mean, otherwise, what's the point? May as well stay at home.
Yeah, mix yourself a cocktail and lie on the sunbed.
Exactly.
Hey, what do you fancy for dessert? Have you decided?
Oh, yes. I'm having that sticky pear pudding.
Oh, yeah. A woman after my own heart.
There you go, Mum.
Thank you, love. Now, here's your nightie.
Thank you.
And I'll take these to be washed, shall I?
If you don't mind.
No trouble. Sit down, David.
Oh, yep. So, how are you?
Okay. A bit tired after this morning.
Did you have all the tests?
Yes. And Dr. Verity came to discuss the results.
And what did she say?
Elizabeth.
She said the best thing to do would be to insert a thing called an ICD, an implantable cardio-something defibrillator.
Insert it where?
It would go just below the collarbone, on my left side because I'm right-handed.
What, a pacemaker?
It's similar. She said it sits and listens to the heart, and if it becomes irregular, the ICD corrects it.
I see.
And if the heart rhythm becomes seriously irregular, it shocks you.
Gracious.
Right. And so once it's fitted, can you, you know, lead a normal life?
More or less, yes.
I mean, like, walk and drive and go back to work?
I don't think I can drive for a while, but I could go back to work.
And do you have to have a general anaesthetic for this operation?
No, they just sedate me and do it under local anaesthetic.
Oh, so it must be quite simple then.
Yeah, Dr. Verity said it's a straightforward procedure from their point of view.
Oh, good. So when do you have it?
I haven't really had time to get my head around it all yet, David.
It is rather a lot to take in.
Mum, I want to have another chat with the consultant before I decide.
But surely you're going to...
I just need some time to think about it. This weird object, it looks like an old-fashioned cigarette lighter. I can't imagine having something like that under my skin.
Of course. You need time to get used to the idea.
And I need to understand what it entails.
How do you mean?
Well, suppose it shocks me when I'm not prepared. I mean, what would happen exactly?
But can't you just go ahead on the basis of your doctor's recommendation?
No, I can't, no, not just like that.
But she's the expert.
I've got so many questions. You know, would the shock hurt? Would it be obvious to people around? And what if I'm with the children? Wouldn't they be scared? Would they need to do anything?
But you will go ahead once your questions are answered.
David, I just don't know at this stage.
Right. Well, of course it's your decision.
Yes, it is.
Here we are. One lovely maiden delivered back to the pool, safe and sound.
Hey? Oh, we had lunch on a riverboat on the Mercer.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, actually it was. Right, well, I better get a move on.
Oh, can I get you a coffee before you go?
Oh, thanks, Fallon, but better not. Mum and Dave have gone to the hospital, so I'm going to get back to Lower Loxley for when the kids get home.
Oh, fair enough.
Kenton, thanks for a great time. Oh, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, I'll call you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye. Hey. I can see you had a great time.
Can you?
It's ages since I've seen you this happy.
Yeah, well, it's ages since I've been this happy.
Yeah.
But Kenton, it ain't just a laugh. There's more to him than meets the eye. He's such good company.
I think that's great.
Oh, do you, my darling? Yeah. Thanks.
Hi, Fallon. Hi, Jolene.
Oh. Hello, Jamie.
Is it okay if I stay for my tea tonight?
Of course it is. You know that.
Oh, good, thanks.
All right, Jamie.
Oh, not really.
Why? What's up?
Oh, I'm fed up. They keep on at me about finding work experience. And I've got loads of homework for tomorrow.
Oh, that's rotten.
Look, tell you what. If you get it done, I've been given cinema tickets for Wednesday. I weren't going to bother, but... But why don't all three of us go?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. It'd be a laugh.
Yeah, OK, I'm up for that.
Well, ask your mum and I'll sort it out.
Oh, hello, Mum.
David, you shouldn't still be here.
Well, I just wanted to check Lewis was OK with everything.
Oh. I was just making a start on supper.
Well, I must get off home. Only...
What's the matter?
Mum, have you called Elizabeth since we got back?
No, I'm hoping she had a little nap.
So you don't know if she's decided about this op then?
No, darling.
I'm really worried she won't go through with it.
Are you?
Well, aren't you?
I'm concerned, of course I am.
I don't think she's in the right frame of mind to make such a life-changing decision. Can't you speak to her, Mum? Make her see that it's the right thing to do.
You know I can't do that.
Yes, you can, and you should. I mean, if her consultant recommends it, surely...
It's the correct procedure. But only Elizabeth can decide whether it's the right thing for her.
But...
I can be a sounding board. But I don't want to put her under any pressure.
Mum, please. You can find a way.
David, this is hard for your sister. The one person whose guidance she would have listened to isn't here to help her.
No.
But I know Elizabeth. Once she has all the facts and she's had time to come to terms with what they mean, she'll go ahead.
Will she?
I think so.
Oh, I could smell the bacon cooking as soon as I got out the van.
Well, I thought you deserved a treat on your birthday.
Ooh, tomatoes and mushrooms and all.
Well, and every day is 60. I got you these as well.
Oh, a present.
And this envelope's from all of us. And here's your card.
Oh, blimey. You didn't have to. You put towards me day at the races with the minibus and everything.
It's just a bit of something for you to open.
To my darling husband on your 60th birthday. Oh, thanks, love. Oh, come here.
Oh. So how did you and Edward get on with the milking?
Oh, no problem, thank goodness.
Good. Edward can relax then this afternoon.
Oh, blimey. You wrap this up good and proper. Oh, and before I forget, Edward said Emma ain't coming.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. He just said she don't feel up to it.
Oh, don't she? I think she's still a bit fed up with me.
Oh, she'll get over it.
I'll send her some party food back with Edward.
Oh, now, this is smart.
Thought you needed a new tie.
Silk and all.
You can wear it today.
I will. Oh, Susan and Vicky are getting all poshed up, Mike said.
Oh, look at the time, Eddie. We better get our skates on. They'll all be here soon. I'll have my share and get ready while you're eating this.
Oh, it all looks grand, love.
Any of them sausages going square?
You've had your breakfast. Where have you been anyway, Joe?
Oh, I had a bit of business to sort out.
Oh, do me a favour, will you, and start taking them bags up to the gate.
Right, you are.
Then they'll be ready to load onto the minibus as soon as it gets there.
This is a picnic grub, is it?
Yeah, and no touching.
Oh, yeah, Eddie, you ain't opened the envelope yet?
Oh, no. Blimey, what? £100? What's this in aid of?
From all of us, so as you can have a little flutter.
Well, thanks very much. Cheers, Dad.
Yeah, well, don't mention it.
Felpisham races, a picnic and £100 just for betting with. Today just gets better and better.
There you are, Eddie. Tuck in.
Oh, lovely.
And come up and get ready as soon as you've eaten.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. I can't wait.
Oh, for crying out loud!
David, what's the matter?
It's a flaming puncture on the trailer. I've only just noticed it.
It won't take you long.
Yeah, but I wanted to have the spraying done by lunchtime. I'm already behind thanks to somebody and their stupid Chinese lantern.
Oh, heck, where was it?
It was stuck in the hedge. One of the cows had eaten it. People have no idea.
All right. Now tell me what's really the matter.
I told you, I'm behind.
You were tossing and turning all night. Then you got up first thing and did the milking for me again. So?
Well, what if Elizabeth doesn't make the right decision?
I'm sure she will.
I just don't get all this hesitation. She has this procedure and she'll never have another episode like the one on Friday ever again. Why is she hesitating?
It's a big thing for her.
No, that's the point. It's not. It's straightforward, the consultant told her.
I mean, to get her head round, she'll have this strange object inside her body.
Yeah, to help her.
But it's something that's not part of her, that she's got no control over. I know where she's coming from. It takes a bit of getting used to.
Yeah, I suppose it does.
And she might even be worried about how it'll look. She won't want people staring at her or treating her differently.
But the difference it could make to her life, Ruth. You know, I just hope Mum's right and Elizabeth sees sense and goes ahead.
So as soon as old Clary was busy cooking your full English, I nipped over to the Snells.
What for?
To ask about Sunday dinner, of course.
Oh, right. So what did Linda say?
Well, I piled it on a bit.
Oh, good for you.
Any rule, she took pity on us straight away.
She's invited us for Sunday lunch.
She said we was welcome any time, Andy. Go over about 12:30.
Oh, Dad, you're a genius.
Oh, here's me moment.
Hey, what are you two plotting?
Well, I'm Clary Love, all right.
Yeah, me and Susan soon got the picnic stuff tidied away.
Hey, that was a fantastic spread you put on, Clary, weren't it?
Oh, it was. Oh, you done a spread.
Yeah, that whiskey fruitcake was a proper treat. That'll brighten up with lunchboxes for the rest of the week.
I'm glad everyone enjoyed it.
Of course they did.
Oh, and wasn't it nice of Lillian to bring that champagne too?
She's a real trooper, is Lillian Bellamy.
Yeah, the bubbles have gone to my head a bit.
Yeah, where's all the others?
Well, Nick and Lillian's in the ladies. William and Mike's at the bar getting around it. And Lenny and Fat Paul's trying to outdo each other at who knows most about the horses.
Yeah, well, that's a difficult one, that. Lenny knows all the stats, but Fat Paul's dedicated his whole life to it.
Oh, hey, Joe, there's a man over by that betting kiosk selling country wear. Now, you could do with a new cap.
Yeah, righto, I'll have a look later on.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it?
What have I been telling you all these years?
Oh, they're beautiful, aren't they?
They're like fine-tuned machines.
Oh, here they go. Look, the jockeys is mounting. Oh, don't they look lovely?
So, who do you fancy then, son?
It's for real. He's unpredictable, but he's showing good attitude since he won down south last season. Well, so then he reckons.
I think I'll put a pound on the one in the black and gold stripes.
You just missed Alistair.
Anne?
It's bad news.
Oh, no.
They found Yornis disease in the dung and the antibodies in her blood.
Oh, Ruth, how have we ended up with Yornis?
Must have been in the herd for ages.
Well, I know.
Well, you know they pick it up as calves from contaminated dung, or it could be straw, or even the water.
Oh, so what happens now? Well, that's her down the road, I suppose.
She could have infected the rest of the herd.
Yeah, I do appreciate that fact.
I know.
So we'd better get the rest of them checked and find out how widespread it is.
Well, hopefully it's still at a low level. Well, one of us would have spotted it.
Well, you'd have thought so.
Anyway, Alistair's left us a load of plastic bottles. What we have to do is collect a sample of dung from every cow. 10 samples to a bottle and he'll test them all.
Well, when will we find out?
Next week. If any of the bottles show up positive, he'll be back to blood test the cows in that sample individually.
Oh, God. It is just one thing after another.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to get on with it.
Well, we can't do it tonight.
No, I know.
Oh, I could really do without this birthday party. Chasing round a bowling alley after a bunch of excited 9-year-olds.
At least you've got Pip and Kenton to help out.
Yeah, I won't let him down, don't worry.
All right.
And I'm going to call in on Elizabeth this afternoon. Is that okay? I'll be back in plenty of time for the kids.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, 60 quid down. I can't believe I bet on another nag. Oh, flipping heck.
Oh, you're losing your touch, son.
Oh, just because yours came in second.
Well, even Mike Tucker and Lillian Bellamy are broken even. What are you putting your money on next, Clary?
Oh, I think I'll do what Neil and Susan's doing and just sit back and enjoy the atmosphere. It's a bit too exciting when you put your hard-earned cash on the line.
Right, let's look at the runners for the next one.
Yeah, plenty of time yet.
Oh, I better just put a tenner on this story.
Good idea.
Well, otherwise I'll be out of betting money before the races are all over.
It's only a bit of fun, isn't it?
Oh, I'm enjoying it, don't you worry, Clary. I'm giving Lenny the elbow with me tipster, though.
Yeah, well, if he follows me, you won't go far wrong.
I'll see what Fat Paul has to say, I think. Yeah, I reckon he's the expert.
How'd you make that out?
Well, ain't you been listening to him?
Ah, oh, he talks the talk. But if he knows that much, shouldn't he be living it up on a yacht in Florida
by now?
Horses
away, please. Horses away. And they have waded.
Come on, Dad, let's have another pint of cider, eh? While I read up on me race card.
Look, I'm sorry if it seemed like I was putting pressure on you yesterday.
Oh, it's okay, David. I know you were only thinking of me.
Well,
anyway, I spoke to a nurse specialist this morning.
Oh, did you get a chance to tell her what you were worried about?
Yes. She and Dr. Verity have been really helpful. The nurse said to think of it like having a little guardian angel on my shoulder.
Or your own hidden jump leads.
Yeah.
So, you're going ahead?
Yes.
Oh, Elizabeth. That is fantastic.
Yes. In the end, I decided nothing could be worse than putting the children and Mum through that again.
No.
I've just got to have the procedure now.
And how soon will that be?
They've scheduled it for Thursday.
Oh. So within the next 48 hours, it could all be done and dusted?
Suppose so, yes.
And how soon afterwards can you come home?
If it all goes as it should, Friday.
Friday? That's soon. Wow.
No.
Right, well, I'll drive you home. And if I can, I'll come in plenty of time to help you pack up your things. Hey, come here. Well done, you.
Oh, what a shame, Joe, eh?
Well, you win some, you lose some.
I know, but Eddie ain't won one this afternoon.
Oh, well, Liv.
No, but with it being his birthday and all.
Gone off sulking in the bar, is he?
Oh, him and Lenny and Fat Paul. Not one single horse placed, any of them.
Form and statistics is a load of rubbish. It's just down to luck on the day.
And poor Eddie ain't had none.
Looking full of running with what looks like
Friendster lad, isn't that the horse he told you to put his money on?
Aye.
What's the name of the horse he asked you to put his last tenner on?
Oh, I can't remember, Joe.
Red and white silks, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's him. That's my horse in front. Look. Come on, Franster lad, come on!
No, Joe, I don't think it were him.
Come on, ooh, come on!
Oh, no, I put the tenner on.
Wasn't it?
Oh, and he's gone. Franster lad, the favourite son of the race. Oh,
blimey, heck, I don't believe
that it. That were nasty. I hope he's all right. Or at least the horses.
Oh, he's got up. Look, you can see on the big screen.
Eddie.
What?
No, that weren't your horse.
Aye?
No, no, that's the one I put the tenner on.
Mine's a point.
Yeah, I remember from the parade ring. Because he's in red and white and they both had hoops round their arms, but he's got a blue stripe down one side and I thought, how smart he looked.
Come on, mine's a point, come on.
Oh, what's happening, Joe? I can't look.
Come on, lad.
Oh, come on, Clary, you got to look.
Oh, my word, he's overtaken them all.
Come on, mine's a point.
And coming up to the post now, it's Nip and Tuck, mine's a pint, Salento Mio. And up the line, it's mine's a pint from
yes,
Salento Mio.
Yes, I've won. Oh, come here, Clary, you beauty.
Well, that ain't all. Have you seen the odds?
Hey.
20-1.
What?
So if I put your tenner on
flip
it.
Flipping it, Clary. You've won me 200 quid.
Friday morning at 10? But this Friday, the 18th? Well, just a minute, I'll check. Yeah, that's fine. And we'll be met by, Ellie McLean. OK, well, we'll see her there then. Thank you, bye-bye.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hello, Jolene.
Not disturbing you, am I?
No, of course not, darling.
I hear you all had a good time yesterday, huh?
At the races, we certainly did. It was great fun. I rang Clary this morning to thank her. Not too many thick heads and hangovers, she said.
did Matt do as well as Eddie?
No, Matt didn't come.
Oh. Listen, Lillian, I wanted to apologise.
What on earth for?
About the bull. I mean, I landed it on you out of the blue about not wanting to sell up anymore. Only we didn't get a chance to talk at the pancake do.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Well, you don't mind too much then?
No, not at all. I don't want the pub to close.
No, nor me. Really.
Amside has other irons in the fire anyway. Admittedly, nothing as big as the bull would have been, but we're doing fine.
Oh, great.
I've just been arranging to view another property as it happens.
Oh, yeah?
Number 3, the green, between you and me and the gatepost.
How does Elizabeth feel about the operation?
Apprehensive.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so do I.
Yes, I can understand that.
David and Ruth had some bad news yesterday themselves.
Oh, what was that?
They've got Yoni's disease in the herd. Oh. They don't know how extensive it is yet, but they're going to lose some of them.
Oh, it never rains, but it pours, does it?
It does seem unfair.
Yes. I hope you're taking care of yourself, Jill, in all of this.
Gracious, I haven't time for that.
Oh, and how are the twins coping?
Not very well. Lily's been having nightmares.
Oh, Poor little thing.
And she can be very sharp with me and Freddy. And Freddy seems to have gone into his shell. He's not saying much at all.
Well, he's a boy, isn't he?
Not a bit like Nigel. He always wore his heart on his sleeve.
Kenton's very good with the children, isn't he? Won't Freddy open up to him?
He has tried, bless him. But tonight I'm going to try a bit of catering therapy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get them both into the kitchen to make a lemon drizzle cake to welcome their mummy home.
So, have you set the trap? Annabelle just filled me in.
Well, let's just say, if the names Aaron Gilbert or Kevin Kidron crop up, you'll know the trap's sprung and the mole well and truly ensnared.
Brian, be an angel and pour me one, would you? Black, no sugar, thanks.
For coming up.
I think we're all here. Let's see if he or she has taken the bait.
Indeed.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Andrew, could I ask you to pass that to Lillian, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Now, I hope not to keep you all for very long. Martin sends his apologies, but long-standing business engagement he couldn't get out of. Right, the amended plans. Now, if there are no objections, I think we should sign them off and submit the application. So, could I ask for a show of hands, please? All those in favour? Mm-hmm. Thank you. And against? Excellent. Now, item two. I'd like the board's consent for Annabelle and myself to interview and appoint our site manager and get the work underway.
just a minute, Brian.
Lillian?
I wondered if perhaps someone had already been appointed.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's just that I heard on the grapevine that perhaps some representation had already been made to someone.
Well, I don't know where you've heard that. I don't think so, Lillian.
Could you tell us how you came by this information?
I'm not going to reveal my sources. Suffice it to say, I think that a certain Kevin Kidron has already been approached.
I'm sorry, who?
Kevin Kidron.
No. I've never met him, spoken to him, or had any dealings with him whatsoever. And I'm completely baffled as to where this story's come from.
Well, that's the name I've got written down here.
Well, I'm sorry, Lillian, but someone's been having you on. In fact, Annabelle's only just come up with the names of two possible candidates.
Well, that's the information I've got.
Oh, well, we'll be interviewing those two along with Mr. Donovich next week. Finalised plans will be sent out to them this week, and hopefully one of them will be getting the job.
I see.
So, all in favour of us going ahead? Lillian? Thank you.
And the St. Cabs lot came down for a snowball fight. But this student teacher thought there was going to be trouble. And he came up with a mega long trench coat on. And it looked like his dad's and his loud speaker. He looked a right loser.
What happened?
Well, as soon as he started yelling at them, they just turned around and pelted him.
But he got a right ragging after that.
Yeah, when anyone saw him coming down the corridor, they just rolled up paper or whatever and shouted through it, "Students, go back to your school!"
Oh, what are you like? Hey, how's your pasta, Jamie?
Oh, awesome, thanks.
Oh, are we having dessert?
Yeah.
Got ages till the film starts.
Here's a whiskey, Brian.
Oh, thanks, darling. How's Elizabeth?
Oh, in limbo, really. Just waiting to have the operation tomorrow.
Tomorrow? That's quick.
Oh, I felt so sorry for her darling sitting there all pale and wired up to the monitor.
That's a terrible business.
She said that Debbie got her hospital number from Kenton and rang her yesterday.
That's very thoughtful of her.
Yes, wasn't it?
I mean, Elizabeth will be right as rain in a few weeks, you'll see.
I hope so. Oh, how did your meeting go?
Oh, like a dream. I found my mole.
Really? Oh, excellent.
Andy Smith, he'd swallowed the bait.
Oh, little weasel.
Yeah, threw Lillian a bit.
When she produced the name I'd planted, no one had ever heard of him, of course. So Smith must have reported to Matt.
And you were right all along?
Yep. And as soon as the meeting was over, I drove straight into Borchester and collared him in his office.
Ooh, and what did he say?
Well, what could he say? I warned him that if BL hadn't received his resignation in writing, by the end of the week, I'd expose him. He said it'd be on my desk by Friday.
Ooh, well done, darling.
Oh, thank you. I just wish I could see Matt's face when he finds out Smith's gone.
Do I have to, Grandma?
Come on, Freddie, it'll be fun. Now, here's the recipe. You read out the ingredients, and Lily and I get everything together. And don't forget to double the quantities.
Are we making two?
I thought we might. One will go in an afternoon once your mum and Uncle Kenton get stuck in.
Okay, so that's 450 grams of self-raising flour.
All right. Oh.
Haven't we got any?
You couldn't run to the kitchen downstairs, could you, please? Get some from there. Mrs. Titcomb's bound to have a bag.
I'll go.
No, Freddie, I need you to keep reading me the ingredients.
Back in a minute.
Right.
450 grams of butter.
Righto. Could you wait for me, please?
Okay.
And then we'll put it on top of the oven to warm it up. While you were at the hospital earlier with Uncle Kenton, I heard some news about your daddy's horse.
I don't want to talk about Topper.
Don't you?
He's gone. Just forget about him.
All right, dear.
That stupid man just drove away with him. I wanted one last look at him.
I know, darling.
It should never have happened.
It was bad timing.
Not that.
I know you wanted to keep Topper and look after him yourself. Everyone understands.
No, they don't.
Freddie.
You don't understand.
Then tell me. Freddie.
I told Mum we hated her, didn't I?
Oh, darling. She knows you didn't mean it. She told me so.
But it was a horrible thing to say. And if I hadn't, she'd be here and not in hospital.
Oh, my goodness, Freddie. You mustn't think that at all. It's just not true. You didn't make your mummy's heart poorly.
I made it worse, though.
No. It could have happened at any time on any day.
Could it?
Oh, love. Yes, it could. We've all been worrying about her for a long time.
Lily and I have been too.
Of course you have. But Freddie, just sometimes, good things come out of bad ones. No one wanted your mum to be ill, but when she comes home with her new implant, she'll be better than she ever was.
Will she?
That's what the doctor said, and she's the expert. So we can all stop worrying, don't you think?
Yes.
Now, would you like to hear my news about Topper?
Okay.
Auntie Shula rang. He's in livery at the stables. You can go and see him whenever you like.
I'm not sure. It felt a bit too much like a game and not a film at times.
Yeah, I thought the action bits were really confusing. What did you think, Mum?
Oh, I liked it. Better than I thought I would.
Really, Jolene?
Yeah. You know, and I could watch what's-his-name read the ingredients on a sauce bottle. Oh, anything with him in it, and I'm hooked.
You know, see, for my money, if you want a good action film, you have to look back at the classics.
Oh, yeah, like the Alien films.
Oh, the Terminator for me, every time.
Or Terminator 2.
Yeah. James Cameron is a legend. Have you ever seen The Abyss, Jamie?
No.
Oh, it's brilliant. Harry's got it. I'll borrow it off him and we can watch it on Sunday.
Oh, cool.
That's it, one at a time. Then put the cakes on the cooling tray and we'll test if they're done.
You stick a skewer in, don't you? And if it comes out clean, the cake's ready.
That's right.
Yes, mine does. Test mine. Yes, this one too.
And don't they smell wonderful?
They won't go off, will they, between now and Friday?
No, that's the beauty of lemon drizzle cake. It tastes better still after keeping it a day or two.
What do we do next?
Now, this is the good bit. While they're still hot, you spike them all over with a skewer.
Can I do that? We'll do one each.
Good idea. And then you pour over all the lovely lemon syrup and let it soak in. That's the magic ingredient. And after that, we'll have a cup of tea and maybe try a slice.
Great. It will go okay tomorrow, won't it? Mummy will be all right.
I'm sure she will.
Elizabeth, it's Kenton.
Hi, Kenton.
Is everything okay?
Yes, why?
Well, I thought you'd have had the operation by now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but when I phoned the nurse's station, they said to ring you direct.
Yeah, it was postponed from this morning.
Oh, why? What's the problem?
No problem, don't worry.
You sure?
Yeah, there was some kind of emergency and all the operating theatres were occupied.
Oh, I see. But you are having the op today, aren't you?
I hope so.
Right. You sure that you're okay?
Yes, honestly.
Right.
Yeah, I just hate all this waiting around, that's all. I want to get it over with.
Yeah, of course you do. Is anyone coming in this afternoon to see you?
I told everyone not to. I thought I'd need to rest.
All right. Well, shall I skip tonight, then?
Oh, no, do come if you can.
No, well, of course I will. Shall I bring the kids?
No, I'm not sure that's a good idea. I don't know how I'll be feeling.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'll phone them.
Yeah, all right. Look, you hang in there. Just try to watch TV or read a magazine or something to take your mind off it. It'll be done and dusted before you know it.
I'll try.
We're all very proud of you, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, and we're all thinking of you.
Oh, sorry. Oh, hi, Jolene.
All right, Kathy. How's things?
Yes, okay, thanks. You?
Oh, can't complain.
Thanks for taking Jamie out last night. He was in a great mood when he got back.
Oh, there's no problem. Glad he enjoyed it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, me and Fallon and all. And it wasn't too late, was it, for a weeknight?
No, it was fine, just this once.
Well, you know I'm happy to take him out any time.
Yeah, huh? That's nice of you. But I'm trying to keep tabs on him, you know, with it being such an important year at school.
Yes, of course. Actually, Fallon invited him over on Sunday and all to watch a DVD, if that's okay.
Oh, this Sunday?
Hmm.
Well, that's kind, but it is school the next day. Could you make sure he's not back too late?
Yeah, of course. I'll have a word with Fallon. Oh, and while you're here, he left his jacket in the car last night.
Honestly, he'd forget his head if it wasn't screwed on.
Do you want to pop over for it?
Oh, no, he can pick it up himself. He should take more care of his things.
Okay. Well, I better get back to it. Darts night tonight and we've got a coachload from the Duck and Drake coming to support their team.
Bye, Jolene.
Bye, Kathy.
Mum?
Hi, Jamie.
What is it?
Are you on the school bus?
Yeah, why?
Well, I've just been chatting to Jolene, and she said you'd left your jacket in her car last night.
All right, yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't leave it at the cinema complex. You might not have got it back.
Yeah, all right, I get the message.
So, can you call at the Bull, please, and pick it up?
Oh, I meant to go for it tonight.
Yeah, but you may as well pick it up when you get off the bus. It'll save you going out later.
Right.
Hey.
Oh, Kenton, hiya. Hey, what are you doing here?
Obvious. It's the workplace of the loveliest woman in Borsetshire.
Oh, that's nice.
So, what's going on?
Frieda rang. She's running a bit late. We're doing a meat pie supper for the Duck and Drake lot.
Ah.
Fallon's nipped over to Harry's for a DVD, so I thought I'd get things started. Happy now?
Well, happier for seeing you.
Likewise. I could get used to this. Now, tell me what you're really doing here at this time of day.
I'm skiving. Oh, they can manage for a couple of hours until Kirsty gets in.
Kenton!
Well, I couldn't keep my mind on anything.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How is Elizabeth?
It's fine, last time I spoke to her.
How did it go?
I rang about half an hour ago. She's under the knife as we speak.
Oh, no wonder you couldn't concentrate.
How are the kids doing?
Oh, poor things. Lily said she had a tummy ache this morning, but I got them to school okay.
Yeah, well, it's the best place for them. Oh, it's been so hard for all of you.
Yeah. I'll give it another hour and then I'll ring the hospital again.
Are you going in to see her later?
Yeah, I thought I would.
Well, please be sure and give her my best wishes.
Yeah, I will. You know, I'm sure that everything will be fine.
Look,
but, you
know, it will. Of course it will.
Yeah.
You said yourself they do hundreds of these operations. This time tomorrow she'll be back home where she belongs. Bright as a button and ready to take on the world.
You're right. I'm just being silly.
No, you're not. You're being lovely.
Jillian?
Oh, Jamie. Oh, hello. Oh, you made me jump.
Hi, Jamie. Hello.
Fallon's at Harry's.
I'm not looking for Fallon. Mum rang and said I left my jacket in your car.
Oh, that's right. It's upstairs, I think. Yeah. Yeah, it's in the sitting room.
I'll get it then. Bye.
Bye, darling.
Oh. Do you think he saw us?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Oh, hell.
He didn't expect to find you in here, did he?
No, true.
He'd have acted a bit different if he'd seen us kissing, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, don't start worrying about that and all.
No.
Hello, love. Did you get your jacket? Jamie, I asked you a question.
Yes, I got it. It's in my bag, all right?
Oh, there's no need to jump down my throat. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, look, I'm off back to work, but it's the club AGM, so I won't be late. I've left a casserole and a couple of jacket potatoes in the oven. I've set the timer. Jamie, be careful with your bike, will you?
Sorry.
And don't put your music on too loud, will you, love, in case you don't hear the oven timer. OK? Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
I'll see you later, then. Oh, for goodness sake!
I've got homework.
Oh, fine!
Kenton.
Hello, gorgeous.
How long have you been here?
Oh, not long.
You should have said something.
Well, I didn't want to disturb you.
Could you pour me some water, please?
Oh, yeah, of course. How are you feeling?
Thirsty. Tired. A bit sore.
Right. The nurse said that everything went well.
Yeah, it was really straightforward. Just like they said. Ow!
Oh, hey, yeah, let me.
Thanks.
There you go, there's your drink.
Thank you.
Is it very painful?
No, the nurse gave me painkillers. I'm being well looked after.
Good. And you'll definitely be home tomorrow?
I should be. I have to have a chest x-ray first thing, and they'll need to check that the implant's working properly.
And if it isn't?
Well, Dr. Verity said sometimes they need reprogramming, but it's not a problem.
My bionic sister.
Yeah, you'd better watch out.
And what time do you think you'll be ready for home? I'll sort things so I can pick you up.
Oh, no, there's no need. David rang earlier. He's going to give me lift home.
Oh, OK, no problem. Well, what have they said for when you get home? How long before you can go for a walk or whatever?
It'll be OK to do things by next week.
Right.
But she said no running, lifting or contact sports for 6 weeks.
Well, I hope you've let the England rugby coach know that.
Oh, and I can't drive for 6 months. That'll be a pain.
Yeah, right. Seriously, though, make sure you listen to her and take notice.
I intend to.
I know you, Elizabeth. Now, come on, you just enjoy being a lady of leisure for once.
I will.
Good.
Could you put this back on the cabinet, please?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're tired.
Yeah, I am.
Look, I'll leave you to get some rest.
All right.
Yeah, you get a good night's sleep and I'll see you tomorrow at Lower Locksley.
Okay.
Yeah?
Jamie! Can I come in, Jamie?
What?
could just turn the music down, please. It's not for other Grundies. You know how thin these walls are. Thank you. I've brought you up some hot black currant and toast.
How old am I? 5?
I thought you might be hungry.
Well, I'm not.
Well, have you finished your homework, then?
What do you think?
Ooh, I don't know. It's difficult to tell.
No, I haven't.
Well, what are you doing?
It's obvious, isn't it? Maths.
Oh, right.
If you must know, it's a PAFS maths paper, and I can't do it.
Well, let me have a look.
Oh, Mum, turn it off.
I can't see.
Why bother? It's not like you can help.
I could try.
Yeah, right.
Well, come on now. What is it exactly that you're doing?
Probability.
Right. OK. Mr. Patel drives through 2 sets of traffic lights on his way to work. The probability that the first set of traffic lights will be green is 0.3.
You haven't a clue, have you?
Uh-oh, let me finish reading. The probability that the second set...
You haven't, and neither have I. I'm rubbish at maths, and you know that. You're just making it worse.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
Well, you're not. You're just as rubbish at maths as I am. Where do you think I get it from?
Have you asked your teacher for help? I'm sure he'd be only too willing.
No, I'm not going to show myself up in front of everyone.
Well, you don't know that you're the only one struggling.
Yes, I do. I've seen them. They all work really fast, and I'm not going to make myself look thick in front of them.
All right. All right. Well, let me think. I mean, we can ask someone else to help.
Like who?
Oh, well, there must be someone.
Oh, yeah. Let's ask Dad, shall we? Or Kenton. Oh, no, we can't, can we? Because they're not here, are they, Mum?
Jamie?
Well, I'll just go down to the pool to see Jolene, shall I? Because that's where Kenton will be. With her. Or didn't you know that they were together now?
Well, whether I did or I didn't, we clearly can't talk about it now, can we? I'll leave you to get on.
Can't believe how many get well cards you've had.
I know. People have been so kind. Alan brought in a lot of them.
Right. OK. Well, we're all set. As soon as Dr. Verity discharges you.
Hope there aren't any last-minute problems.
Well, could there be?
I don't know. Not had the results of this morning's checks.
What checks?
A chest X-ray and a computer check to make sure the ICD's working properly.
All right. Well, she's probably held up with another patient.
Yes. Can't wait to get out into the fresh air again and home.
Oh, definitely.
Just to sit on my own sofa again with Lily and Freddie and give them a great big hug.
Is that allowed?
Hugging?
Well, I mean, it won't disturb the implant.
No, as long as I use my right arm.
OK.
That's why I asked you to bring in a cardigan.
Oh, yeah, no, Mum said something about that. I think about it.
I've got a leaflet of do's and don'ts, including not driving for a while, which is a bit of a bind, because I'll need ferrying around.
Yeah, well, we can sort that out between us all. Remember, Pip drives now. And what else aren't you allowed to do?
I have to remember to hold the phone on the other side of my head to where the implant is.
What, for comfort?
Just in case it causes interference.
Really?
I'll remember, don't worry.
Oh, I hope so.
I'll keep it well away.
Can you feel it? The implant, is it uncomfortable?
It's fine. Just a little bit strange still.
Right.
I was expecting something a bit more visible, but really it's okay.
And what about the stitches?
Oh, the GP practice nurse will take them out next week.
Oh. So, is that it then?
Mm. Come back here in 6 weeks for a check-up and then just once a year after that. Oh, where is she? I just want to get home.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get on with things.
Hey. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hang on a minute. It is much too soon for you to go back to work.
I don't mean full time. But one of the things I'm okay to do is sit at a computer.
Yeah, not for a while yet. Lewis and I will take care of everything.
Oh, no. I'm not doing it to you again, David. You've got the farm and I know how busy you are at this time of year.
It's fine.
No, listen, I've been thinking. I've plenty of time to do that in here. You've been right all along. I'm going to appoint a temporary manager.
Oh! Well, that's great! And you should, eventually, but...
David!
No, 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 you'll be far too tired to wade through CVs and hold interviews straight away. You just concentrate on getting fully well again for the time being and leave everything else to Lewis and me.
Oh, no!
Hi, Cathy.
What? Oh, Roy, hello.
You all right?
The handle's stuck.
No, look. Back in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's very inconvenient.
Problems with the rotor, according to Hayley. Susan's on her own. She's probably just popped to the loo.
I'll come back.
You may as well wait. You know Susan. If the notice says 5 minutes, it won't be six. Mm. Hey, well, Phoebe's getting ready for a South Africa trip with Jennifer.
Oh, yes. Is she excited?
Well, most of the time. A bit nervous, too.
It's a long way, isn't it?
I think she'll miss Abby. She bought her a lovely Easter egg with a name on it in icing.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, here we go. See, I said Susan wouldn't be long, didn't I?
Oh, I'd better get this. You carry on, Roy.
Oh, rightio.
Pat? Hi. Thanks for getting back to me.
I'm sorry it's taken me so long. You know how it is.
Oh, I do. I just wondered if you were busy tonight.
No, not really. Would you like to come over after supper? We can open up a bottle of red and have a bit of a catch-up.
Oh, thanks. That would be great.
I wanted to ask you to stay for supper, but I'm sure you need to get back to Brookfield.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a week, one way or another.
So you're not even tempted by Mum's shepherd's pie?
Of course I am. But no, it's still no. I'll settle for another piece of her lemon drizzle cake instead.
Lily and Freddie helped her make it.
Well, they have done a very good job.
I think Lily's quite taken to cooking.
Well, you can tell her from me that if she ever changes her mind about being an international zoo vet, or whatever it is this month, she will make a fabulous cook.
Oh, it feels so good to be home.
Oh, I'll bet it does.
Still can't get over how everything has blossomed since I've been in hospital. The primroses and violets in the hedge bottoms. That lovely dams and orchard we passed on the outskirts of Felpersham. It seems to have happened just all of a sudden.
Mummy?
Freddie? How is Cranford Crystal?
We think she might need shoeing again.
Oh, come and have some cake. It's absolutely delicious. We were just saying so, weren't we?
We certainly were.
Mummy? Are you tired? You look it.
Oh, so you do. I'm sorry. I better get going anyway.
Thanks for picking me up.
Oh, no problem. I'll ring you tomorrow, and I'll maybe pop over with Ruth and the kids on Sunday.
All right.
I'll say bye to Mum and Lily, and I'll see myself out. Bye, Freddie. You take care of your mum.
I will. Bye, Uncle David.
Bye.
Bye. Now, you come and sit down next to me. Since Lily and Grandma are busy cooking, you can keep me company. So, what have you been up to this week?
I bet you can't guess. I've been to see Topper.
What? Where?
At the stables. Auntie Sheila's stables. She's looking after him.
Oh, that is good news.
Yesterday I asked Hayley to give me a lift there on her way home, and Auntie Sheila and I spent ages grooming him and feeding him. He's settled in really well.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
She said I might be able to exercise him when I'm a bit bigger, and I can go over and see him whenever I want.
That's wonderful, darling.
So, that's one less thing for you to worry about, isn't it?
Oh, Freddie. Yes, it is.
I'm off now, Roy.
Oh, righto.
Just before I go, have you heard from Hayley? Is there any news on Elizabeth?
Oh, she got back home this afternoon and she seems all right, Hayley said.
Oh, good. I'll give her a call when I get home. Hayley well?
Actually, she's been worrying.
Oh? What about?
About how Elizabeth will cope now she's back.
Ah.
I mean, she'll be back in the throes of it all again, won't she?
Hayley's right. The same thought did cross my mind too. Actually, have you got a few minutes?
Yeah, of course.
Well, perhaps we should put our heads together.
Well, I'll tell her you were asking after her, Pat.
I'll pop over and see her myself tomorrow.
Well, give her a ring before you set off. Probably the best thing.
Right, good idea.
I know Mum will make sure she gets plenty of rest.
Oh, you look as if you could do with the same, David, if you don't mind me saying so. Look exhausted.
Oh, well, we found out this week we've got Yoni's disease in the herd.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Alistair confirmed it on Tuesday.
Oh, that's all you need.
We've taken a lot of dung samples. Now we've got to wait for the results.
Well, hopefully you won't have too many.
Yeah. Anyway, after that, it'll be a matter of blood testing to identify the individual animals.
Oh, bad luck.
Well, at least we'll know how extensive it is in the herd. Then we'll just have to deal with it, I suppose.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it. We'll keep our fingers crossed for you both.
So, you don't mind if I go and help Reg feed the rare breeds before he goes home?
Of course not.
Are you sure that's okay?
It's fine. But if you'd rather go to one of your friends or play football with Ben and Josh, that would be fine too.
No, I won't be doing that very often from now on. There's such a lot to do here, isn't there? I'll get it. It's Caroline Sterling. Should I answer and tell her you're too tired?
No, that's all right. You give me the phone and you go and help Reg.
OK.
Caroline, hello.
Hello, Elizabeth. You sound chirpier than I expected.
Do I?
I'm so glad everything went well. We've been getting regular bulletins via Hayley and Roy.
Oh, thank you for the lovely card.
Oh, you're very welcome. How are you feeling now?
Well, right now I'm still a bit tired, but I'm so glad I had the procedure. The ICD will make a big difference. I'm in better condition now than I've been in for a long time.
I'm very happy to hear it.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, as well as the bulletins, Roy and I have had a chat about something else.
Oh?
Again, it came via Hayley initially, but we all feel the same.
What's that?
Well, since we're collaborating again on some conferences, why don't you borrow Roy for a week or so at Lower Loxley?
Oh, really?
Roy's happy about it, and we want to help.
Oh, that's so kind. Yes, that would be great. It worked very well last time.
Yes, I thought so too.
Brenda told Tom Lillian's been sniffing round number 3, the green.
Oh, for her company?
Yeah.
It's a bit run down. We'll have to spend quite a bit on it.
Quite. Tom's just hoping it won't mean months of builders and their racket next door to them. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Yes, it can be a nightmare.
Oh, did you hear about Eddie's big win?
At Felpersham Racecourse, yes. He told me all about it the day after.
Clary was practically in shock the next day.
Yeah, it was a big win.
And Emma's not got long to go now.
I believe so.
Jennifer's cleaner's taking over from her at Brookfield.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Hope that works out. Ruth and Davey need all the help they can get at the moment. Though what Patsy will make of Brookfield after Home Farm, I don't know. Oh, sorry, here I am wittering on. How are things with you?
Well, actually, a bit tricky. Jamie and I had...
Granny's here, Henry. Oh, sorry, just a sec, Cathy. I'm coming. Oh, have you woken up?
Is he okay?
Yes, he's fine, aren't you, sweetheart? Here we are. Now then, that's better, isn't it? Oh, goodness me, real tears. Look who's come to see us, Henry. It's Cathy, isn't it?
Hello, Henry. Hello.
Oh, Helen said he won't need feeding till at least 8:30.
Oh, is Helen out then?
Yeah, she's gone to see Brenda. Jolene's got a red nose due at the Bull.
Oh.
And Henry's such an easy baby. So he's spending some time with me.
He does look very contented.
Would you like to hold him? He won't even murmur, I guarantee it.
You sure? All right.
There you are.
Come on, then. Oh, you are a handsome little boy.
Oh, listen to me. I'm so sorry, Cathy. What were you saying?
Oh, nothing, really.
No, carry on, please.
No, don't be silly. Anything I have to say will easily keep for another time.
Thank you.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.